That was what union disapproval sounded like seconds after the contract no vote. By the start of the workday, disapproval could come in the form of job actions. Secretary of Employment Relations, Karen Timberlake.
Obviously, we hope that people remain calm. Governor Doyle has a great deal of appreciation and respect for the hard work that state employees do.
But a union leader says even a conservative local voted 93% in favor of going out on strike if the committee rejected the contracts. And it did. 5-2. Republican Assembly Speaker John Gard leading the way, citing the state's multi-billion dollar deficit.
My hope is that nobody enters into illegal strikes and illegal job actions. There's a lot of people in the private sector who are having their pay and wages cut. Nobody here tonight got a pay cut.
For hours, Gard and the other legislators listened to frustrated union workers who spoke before the Joint Committee on Employment Relations.
Play games with the money in your own circumstances. Some of you get per diem from here, but you live in Sun Prairie. You don't seem to have any trouble finding money for your legal defenses when you get caught in corruption.
More than 30,000 state employees have been working on old contracts and haven't had a pay raise in nearly 2 years. The contracts were negotiated and agreed to by the last administration. Committee members said it wasn't fair that they had to deal with them at this late date when the budget is in crisis. Co-chair Republican Senator Alan Lassay.
I've been here, I think 27 years. This is probably the toughest vote I ever took. You deserve the raise. None of us argue that at all. You've been more than reasonable. The problem is, I want to show me the money.
Democratic Senator John Erpenbach championed the workers and their contracts. He tried several times to get the committee to reconsider and send the matter to the full legislature. He said rejecting them now means money already set aside for pay raises will be gobbled up.
The money, I guarantee you, is going to be gone. And it's not going to be gone from Governor Doyle. It's going to be gone from the legislative process of trying to balance the budget. That's what's going to happen. Right. And so when we come back to meet on the contracts, again, we'll have to say there's no money there, because there really won't be any money there because we took it to balance the budget.
In the end, Erpenbach's maneuvering failed along party lines. The contracts now go back to the Department of Employment Relations. Speaker John Gard would like to reopen the contracts to increase health care co-pays. From the sounds of it, that won't happen under Marty Beal's watch. He's the head of the Wisconsin State Employees Union.
One thing we know for sure is we're not going back to the negotiating table.
The contracts could be resubmitted to the same committee in their current form. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.